Always a pleasure to chat with the voice of the Medicine Hat Tigers, Bob Ridley, here in Medicine Hat at the Kanalta Center. And Broncos getting set to take on the Medicine Hat Tigers tonight. Bob, your thoughts on how the season's been going for the first-place Tigers so far?
I think they're having just a great season, and they haven't really faltered as yet for any length of time, so that may happen in the second half or even before the first half is over. But it's been a good year. They've been great out on the road, 8-2 out on the road so far this year. They're actually better on the road than they have been at home up to this point in the season. Not that much better, but more consistent, you might say. They keep their game a little bit more simple. But it's a fun team to watch. It's a fun team to broadcast. And I think as far as the players are concerned, and certainly for myself, we're having a lot of fun. So it's been a great year.
What do you think has been some of the big differences from last year to this year? Is it just the growth of the returning core?
Basically, that's it, Sean, just experience. It's an older team this year. They got 19-year-olds, I believe it is, and so they're making a push to try to go as deep as they can into the playoffs. But what's happened with those older players, they've kind of bought in, you might say. They're showing a lot of leadership amongst the younger group as well, and I've never seen Steve Ari play as well as he has this year. Chad Butcher has been great. Clayton Karachinko coming off the back end, he's been just dynamite. So those are leaders, those are the 20s, and Zach Fisher, where did he come from? All of a sudden, he's leading the team as far as overall goals is concerned. So those are just a few of the players that are kind of stirring the drink here for this Tiger team.
When people talk about the Tigers, they often sort of joke that it seems like there's some kind of cloning device in Medicine Hat. There's always these smaller, fast, skilled forwards in Medicine Hat that whenever one or two or three of them graduate, there seems to be someone else to step in and take that mantle. Is that something you think has just been a philosophical thing, why the Tigers have always been able to generate those types of players who have success scoring at this level?
I think Willie Desjardins kind of got that going back in the day when he first came, bringing speed and skill into the lineup, and it's stayed. And this year, though, they've gotten a little bit bigger. They're with the Christians Rubens and the John Dahlstroms and so on joining the fold. A little bit bigger up front, and Rubens, of course, kind of a giant of a guy back on the back end. But, yeah, it kind of a cloning thing going on here. The Tigers have always, in recent years anyway, wanted speed and skill, and it's proven very successful for them. But I still think you've got to get some size in there, too, if you're going to go deep into the playoffs, and that's one thing that they have tried to accomplish this year.
Well, and you mentioned Dahlstrom and Rubens, two imports that the team brings in, both 19-year-olds. So a lot of times you may see a team try to draft a 17- or 18-year-old import, trying to get a couple of years out of them, but the Tigers clearly looking at this year as a year they want to have success in, and what kind of impact have those two older imports made in Medicine Hat so far?
Oh, they've been just great. Rubens, he's a big body, and he punishes guys in the corners around the net and so on. Scored a goal last night also against the Red Deer Rebels. He likes to join the rush every once in a while, and sometimes he has some success around the net. Dahlstrom's got a great touch around the net, and he's a bigger body as well. But the Tigers didn't make the playoffs last year, so fans don't like that here in Medicine Hat after going 13 straight years in being a playoff team. So the Tigers realize that they've got to try to build a team that can go as deep as possible into the playoffs this year, and that's what they've done, and those two have just done a marvelous job in helping out.
No doubt about that. Medicine Hat led in goal by Nick Schneider, who had an up and down year last year but has been very good for the Tigers this year. What have you seen in his growth?
Just experience, and J.F. Mortel is the Tigers' goaltending coach, and he's worked long and hard with Nick, and also McGovern coming up through the ranks, a young 16-year-old, and I think it's the coaching of J.F. Mortel and also the maturing of Nick Schneider that has certainly led to his success this year. He leads the league as far as most wins by a goaltender, and also he signed a contract already with the Calgary Flames, and so he's got lots to shoot for, and he knows that the Flames have a pretty solid goaltending stable, you might say. So he's going to have to be very, very good if he's going to play pro hockey in the next year or two.
Seems like year after year, in at least in the time I've been in the Western Hockey League, the Central has been the stronger of the two divisions in the Eastern Conference. This year, seems like the power has switched a little bit to the East, and Medicine Hat has certainly been the standard bearer for the Central Division. Now, it's still very early in the season. Do you see the Tigers as the favorites going forward in the Central, and who do you think will be the toughest opposition? Whereas so far it seems like, you know, Lethbridge being the team you would have expected to be the one to give the hardest push hasn't really been doing that.
No, they haven't. I'm surprised at that. I understand there are some issues over there as far as their team is concerned. I thought Calgary would be a little bit stronger, a little higher in the standings than what they are as well. But that's not saying that won't happen in the second half of the year. The Central Division has been tough. Edmonton Oil Kings, who played them just once so far this year, and I could see some potential there. They're a big team, and those big teams always seem to play very, very well in the second half of the year. So I'm not counting the Tigers as the first-place team in the Central for the duration of the Western Hockey League season because there's still lots of hockey left, but they stand a good chance. And if they keep playing the type of hockey that they are playing right now, you could see them winning the Central Division. But, boy, the Regina Pats and the Eastern Conference are the class of the league right now. There's no question about it. And, gosh, when you've gone this deep into the season, and have not lost a game in regulation time, they got to be doing something right for sure.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Always a pleasure.
Hey, my pleasure too. Take care, Sean.
That's Bob Ridley, play-by-play voice of the Medicine Hat Tigers, Broncos and Tigers, coming up 8:30 puck drop on the Eagle 94.1.